Governor Brown is fired up. In his State of the State address yesterday, Jerry Brown devoted most of his speech to criticizing President Trump. We are going to take a look at the political climate in the Golden State with Carla Marinucci. Good morning, Carla.
Hi, good morning, Michelle. Good to be with you.
Good to be with you, too. So was this sort of a surprise? Normally, the State of the State address is nowhere near what he did.
That's right. And Jerry Brown, I think more than a lot of Democrats, has been kind of reluctant to absolutely go right at Donald Trump, but there's no doubt about it. This was a throwdown yesterday. I was there. He got a lot of cheers as he basically, took off the gloves on Donald Trump. He never mentioned his name, but he said, look, we've got alternative facts coming from Washington, whatever those are, and he called them blatant attacks on science, on funding for Planned Parenthood, on issues like, funding and so forth. I mean, this is California is going to be the state of resistance. He said that this is a place where immigrants can realize their dreams, and on immigration, particularly, both he and the new Attorney General Javier Becerra said, we are standing with the immigrants, and we're going to protect them from what the White House has said may be imminent sort of deportation efforts here that could affect sanctuary cities in California. So it's going to be real interesting to see, Michelle, how this all plays out, particularly in California, just the nation's most populous state, home to most immigrants and home to most undocumented immigrants in the country. So this is going to be a battleground in a lot of ways.
Yeah, and it's interesting. We just had an economist on early this morning that says TPP is awful. Getting out of it is awful for California. What I find it most interesting, a lot of Central Valley people voted for Donald Trump. They are going to pay the price because of all their produce that they're not going to be able to send anywhere. So Donald Trump's got this interesting balancing act, hurting people in California, helping people in the Midwest.
Yeah, you got a really good point, Larry, because there is a question about, did a lot of those Central Valley farmers who voted for Trump actually vote against their own interests? You're talking about California ag products like almonds, citrus, and so forth. A lot of them go overseas to Asia, and these are products that the relationships we have with Japan, China, and other countries. Look, they're already talking about how China is going to be filling the gap if the United States isn't going to be there providing a lot of these products. And this is going to be a worry for folks. The TPP was also supported big time by Silicon Valley when you talked about immigration issues and you talked about innovation. They wanted to have those relationships with the Asian countries with regard to trade and said that would be worth a lot of jobs within the Valley and otherwise. We're going to see the effects of what happens with TPP. Of course, labor didn't like it, said it was a job killer here in the States. But this is an issue where Trump has come out of the box swinging, really, on that and on immigration. So it's going to be an interesting couple of months here in California based on what's happening in Washington.
Now, another issue that came up in his State of the State address, Governor Brown talked about the environment and air quality and advances that California has made that we're not going to give up. This does sort of seem to be a thumb at Trump as well, a thumb of the nose at him. What kinds of things are you looking forward to in this next
year? Yeah,
few years?
I mean, Michelle, you're talking about Jerry Brown was just militant yesterday when he was talking about this issue of climate change. I mean, he basically said whatever they do in Washington, they can't change the facts, and these are the facts that climate is changing, and he said the world knows this. Right now we're looking at a confirmation hearing on the Environmental Protection Agency, Scott Pruitt, who has already sort of suggested that the administration may seek to undermine California's vehicle emission standards. The here in California, they're pushing back on that. Brown has said it all along on the issue of climate change. He has really gone around the world trying to get other nations and other entities to sign on to climate change agreements. The state is, he said, is going to challenge Donald Trump on that. It's going to be That's another area where we're going to see the battle lines drawn, and I think that's another area when you're talking about administration's actions to restrict information coming out of the EPA, websites and so forth, White House taking down climate change websites. There's a lot of concern all the way around on this one. So, you can't say it enough. Right now, California Democrats particularly are gearing up to fight Donald Trump on a number of different fronts. And this is going to be, I think Jerry Brown got a lot of attention yesterday for taking sort of a lead role in that. Whether he plans to take that to some other political move, he is 78 years old.
Right.
But, you know, the word has been, Willie Brown's trying to float the word that he might take over Dianne Feinstein's seat if she decides to retire. So we'll see what happens there.
Just the last thing, though, you know, in this fight, I mean, there's lots of things we can fight on immigration, but Donald Trump has the hammer when it comes to his infrastructure priority list. And he's just not going to give California money for some of the projects we want in the state.
Yeah, that's right, Larry. We saw the list yesterday, 50 projects. California doesn't come down to the list until number 44 with a Huntington Beach desalinization plant. There's also something about the electricity grid, which is number 49 on the list of 50. Just kind of shows you're right. Trump already thumbing his nose at California. This is the biggest state, the sixth largest economy. We'll see if he can continue to keep that one up.
My goodness. Well, thank you so much for giving us a little bit of insight this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me, Michelle and Larry.
Sure. Carla Marinucci, you can find her columns at politico.com.